ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
सतगुरुवार के दिन सभी भाई बहनों की
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु
स्नेह भरी याद लेके
carrying much filled with loving remembrances from everyone, as I reach the subtle region, I saw that many, many brothers and sisters were already emerged in front of Baba. Baba was listening to their sweet conversations, their sharings of love. Baba too was lost in the children's love. I observed the scene for a few seconds. I observed the scene of the father and the children's love. Such waves of love were emerging from this scene and rays of light were falling on each one from above, and it was though each one was receiving a blessing. They were getting very, very happy. Baba then said, Baba looked at me and then said, "Child, you've come." I said, "Yes, Baba." I said, "I've brought many, many children's loving remembrances." So Baba said, Baba has already been receiving everyone's remembrances. And out of that love, Baba has already seated everyone in the subtle region. So Baba then started to show me, "Look at how these children are lost in Baba's love. Baba has invited these children to the subtle region, and in return for their love, Baba is giving them blessings. Each one had received a blessing and they were so, so happy looking at this lottery in the form of blessing." Baba made everyone stand around him and then said, "Today Baba is going to take the children to such a place." And while Baba was saying this, everyone started to get very excited. "Where is Baba going to take us?" I then saw a very large transparent room get emerged. On one side was Baba. There were angels in the middle. And in a third place, there were the future deity forms, the deities, models of the deities. So these were these three different sections. Baba said, "All of you have to go to that room." And as everyone came closer to the room, Baba gave each one a key and said, "As you put the key in and turn it, it will open and your children have to go to whichever section." So as the children tried to use the key to open the door to the room, depending on the children's thoughts, the key was getting affected. According to certain children's thoughts, that key was getting bent. Some, it was getting not able to move the key in the lock, and some, the key was disappearing. Then they were asking Baba, "Why aren't we able to use the key?" So Baba explained, "Baba has created such a stage for all of you that you can become equal to the Father anytime. You can attain that stage anytime. You can become the angel anytime and fly. Whenever you wish, you can become, emerge the scenes of the future world and stabilize yourself in that deity form. But even now, some children get confused. When confusion enters their spiritual efforts, then the key gets a bit bent, the key of your spiritual efforts, that key becomes a bit bent. Some children are still engaged in getting involved in questions, correction, commenting, and so sometimes they're able to turn that key halfway but not any further. And then there are some children are not able to recognize the subtle forms of Maya. They come into the arrogance of I, the arrogance of what they do. So they mix their own dictates in Srimad, and so they're not able to take full benefit of the key that Baba has given them. So Baba then said, "Now try again, children." Baba told the children to look at the key closely. On the key was written, "Mine is one, Baba," and on the other side of the key was written, "I have to follow Srimad." And on the corner of the key was written, "Stabilize yourself in the consciousness of the soul and experience the stage of being a detached observer." Baba continued to explain, according to the time, the children have to intensify the effort of being the point, stabilizing self in soul consciousness. Time is bringing on new scenes and you have to see them, observe them as a detached observer. Keep the father as your companion. And along with that, continue to follow Baba Srimad, Baba's elevated directions, and then Maya can never become an obstruction in front of you. Even if she comes in front of you, she will bow down in front of you, she will become your companion and take you to your higher stage. She will help you create your higher stage. Maya is waiting so that you can become Baba's companion. She too wants to bow down in front of you and she wants to help you reach your higher stage. But the children are not able to understand this from time to time. And so while carrying out every task, practice the stage of being a detached observer, make that stronger. Baba emerged all the children again. He was giving them a lot of love. A very beautiful garden then emerged in front of Baba. Very beautiful fragrance was coming from that garden. And so as they were taking in this beautiful fragrance, each child's form was becoming more and more beautiful. Baba then said, "You are the living flowers of God's garden. Each child has so many specialities. Within them, Baba is pleased to see your specialities. And your children have to look at each other's specialities and take joy from that. While looking at each other's specialities, inspire them to create their own stage. Baba will also help you in this." Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I offered the bhog to Baba. And after bhog, Baba fed each child the bhog. Baba emerged also those who had offered special bhog and gave them remembrances. I then returned. Om Shanti.